Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody, let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
Oh, hi, boys and girls. Come on in. I've been expecting you. I'm Grandpappy Sparks. Welcome to my hobby shop. Hear that? That was thunder. If I don't miss my guess, we're going to get a good rainstorm. Well, if it's going to rain, it's going to rain. Everybody talks about the weather. But nobody's doing much about it these days. Personally, I like the rain. Do you know something? When it rains real hard, I like to go outside and jump around in the muddly puddles. Here's a little song some friends of mine like to sing whenever they play in the muddly puddles.
Go by or jump right over. If I try, I could, I suppose, walk around the outside, and then I could. Well, I simply had to decide.
Oh, puddle, puddle, beautiful puddle, beautiful puddle, manly puddle, big, beautiful manly puddle.
So here I am right in the middle. You can only do this when you're little. I had to do it, had to do it. It won't be here the next time I come by.
Oh, puddle, puddle, beautiful puddle, beautiful puddle, manly puddle, love you.
I sure like to play out in the rain, but I don't like to play whenever there's lightning. Lightning can be very, very dangerous. Land sakes, here comes Miss Betty. Miss Betty is a nurse over at the big hospital. Hi, Miss Betty. I'm over here at my workbench.
Good day, Mr. Sparks. It looks like it's going to rain any minute. Look, I brought you a surprise.
Surprise? Well, what is it?
Well, here it is in this big shopping bag. Open it up.
Now, what in tarnation's in this bag? Well, I'll be. It's an old radio.
I was cleaning out my attic yesterday, and I came across it. I thought you might like to fix it and keep it here in your hobby shop.
I sure would, Miss Betty. Gee, thanks. This is just like a radio I had years ago.
Oh, I've got to be going. I'm afraid it's going to rain before I get over to the hospital, and I can't be late for work.
Well, come back this afternoon after you get off. I'll have it working. I'll have it working, or my name isn't Grandpappy Sparks. It's raining really hard now. I told Miss Betty that I would have this old radio fixed, and I can't seem to get it to work. Miss Betty will be coming back from the hospital any minute now. Let's see. I've connected the doodad to the thingamajig, and, yes, I've hooked up the whatchamacallit. Yikes! The old radio! It was struck by lightning. Well, I'll be a cross-eyed spider. It works. The old radio works. It must have been that bolt of lightning that fixed it. By granny. Now there's a catchy tune.
Well, Mr. Sparks, I see you fixed the old radio. It sounds pretty good.
I didn't fix it, Miss Betty. It was the lightning. It did it.
Well, anyway, I'm glad it's working. I nearly threw it out with the trash.
Wait just a minute. You mean you nearly threw me out with the trash?
That's what she said. You were not working, and... Say, wait a minute. Am I hearing things? Did that radio talk to me?
What else do radios do but talk?
Wait a minute. Radios can't talk back to people. That's not ordinary.
Who said that I was an ordinary radio?
Well, then, if you're not an ordinary radio, who are you?
My name is Ray. I'm a magic radio.
Ray? Magic radio? I don't understand.
It must have been that bolt of lightning. It made something magical happen.
Well, magic radio or no magic radio, I'm glad to have you here with me, Ray. You and I can be good friends.
Thank you, Grandpappy. I'm glad to be working again.
And to think I nearly threw you out.
I nearly got killed by that lightning bolt. I shouldn't have been so careless. Lightning's really dangerous.
Lots of things can be dangerous, Grandpappy. Everyone needs to practice safety.
That's true. Safety should be everyone's business. We practice safety over at the hospital all the time.
Well, I'm going to practice safety here in my hobby shop from now on. Do you know anything about safety, Ray?
Safety? I should say I do. I used to have a radio program all about safety.
What did you talk about?
I used to tell the children that good safety rules can begin at home.
Safety at home. I like that. It has a kind of a ring to it.
Safety at home is a good place to begin.
Now, let me get some paper and pencil. I want to write down some of these safety rules.
Well, that's a good idea, Grandpappy.
Let's begin with you, Ray.
Me? What do you mean, Miss Betty?
Well, you're electrical. Why don't we have a safety rule about using things that need electricity?
I've got my pencil. I'm ready to learn now.
How about this? Things in your home that use electricity must always be kept in good working order.
Aye, grannies. Now, I like that. Let me jot that down here on my paper. Keep things that use electricity in good working order. There, I've got that. Here in my hobby shop, I fix all kinds of electrical things for people. I fix toasters and hair dryers and lamps, record players.
We sure have lots of electrical things in our homes. Electricity can be your friend, but it can be very dangerous when not used properly.
Well, I guess a good rule would be never play with electricity.
By doggies, that's right. Never play with electricity. You've got to be very careful with little children. An electrical floor plug or a wall plug might look like something to play with. But it can be very dangerous if something besides a plug is put into it.
I always have my electrical floor and wall plugs covered with a safety cap.
What are some other things that can happen in a home, Miss Benny?
Well, another thing is to keep toys in their proper place. Toys that are left laying around on stairways or floors can be especially dangerous. Lots of people come to the hospital with broken bones just because they've tripped over something left laying on the floor.
That's good, Miss Betty. Let me add that to my list. Keep all toys picked up. I guess that means that you should always pick up your toys when you're finished playing with them.
All toys should have special places to be stored, such as a toy chest or on shelves.
What about standing on wobbly chairs to reach high places? You can get a bad fall.
You sure can, Mr. Sparks. Lots of people fall from wobbly stools and chairs at home. Always take time to find the step stool or ladder when you need to reach up high.
Or better yet, have someone tall reach those high shelves for you.
And another thing, never, let me repeat, never use books piled up high in place of a stool or a ladder. This is very dangerous.
Let me add that to my list. Always stand on a stool or a stepladder.
What about medicines? Lots of accidents in the home happen because people aren't careful about taking medicines.
Medicines? Oh, that's an excellent one, Ray.
Let me write that down. Be careful with medicines.
Take medicines only when you're sick, and take them only when your mother or your father give it to you.
Take medicines only as directed. Take medicines only from mother or father. That's a good rule, Miss Betty.
Don't forget about home fires.
Home fires? What do you mean, Ray?
Never play with matches or things that can cause a fire.
I'm glad you included that one. A child was burned just this morning. I saw him in the emergency room at the hospital.
What happened, Miss Betty?
He was playing with matches.
Oh, no. Matches are not to be played with.
He was lucky, though. His mother came into his bedroom just in time to put the fire out.
I've got to add that rule to my safety home list. Never play with matches. Say, I've got some good safety rules.
Read them again, Grandpappy. Let's hear them again.
Yes, I'd like to hear them, too.
All right. Let me see now. I'm going to get my glasses on straight. Now here we are. Safety at Home by Grandpappy Sparks. I like that.
Never mind that. Read the rules.
Oh, my, yes. Well, here goes. Rule number one. Keep things that use electricity in good working order.
Oh, I like that one. That's one of my favorites.
That's just because you need electricity to make you work, Ray.
Rule number two. Never play with electricity.
That's right. Electricity can be very dangerous if not used properly.
Rule number three. Keep all toys picked up.
That's a good one.
Rule number four. Always stand on a stool or a stepladder. Remember, we said not to stand on piles of books or wobbly chairs whenever we want to reach up high for things.
I remember. It makes me nervous just to think about using a wobbly chair.
Rule number five. Be careful with medicines.
Remember, take medicines only when you're sick.
Or take medicines only as directed.
And there's something else. Take medicines only from mother or father.
What about fire? Read your rules about matches, Grandpappy.
Rule number six. Never play with matches. Matches can cause fires.
My goodness, just look at the time. I've got to be going.
Say, look out the front window. The rain has stopped. The sun is shining again.
I think I'll turn myself off. I'm getting awfully sleepy.
You go right ahead, Ray. Come on, Miss Betty.
Why, Mr. Sparks, where are we going?
Let's go outside. I want to do some good old splashing. I want to splash around in those muddy puddles again. Come on.
I have to do it, have to do it. You won't be here the next time I come by. Oh, puddle, puddle, beautiful puddle, beautiful puddle, muddy puddle, love you till you're
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.